To what degree can I control my body? Well, Abraham, this subject is about perspectives of health, weight, and mind. How can I get there and stay there? Now, I see an absolutely overwhelming number of people who are concerned about the state of their weight and their physical and mental health. And because of the amount of attention to physical health failures, I understand why people are concerned. As a kid, I had the good fortune somehow of realizing that I was in control of my own body. I recall when I was about 9 years old going to the county fair carnival where two professional fighters would take on all comers. In other words, any of the farmers around there could pay to get in the boxing ring and fight them. And if the farmers could beat these professional fighters, they'd win the money. But the farmers always got beaten to a pulp. I remember standing in this little canvas tent lit by kerosene or gas lamps, and I can recall watching the lights flickering on the sweating back of the professional fighter. And I was just absolutely entranced with the fact that his backbone was hidden between two beautiful muscles running down his back, whereas mine was more like our Arkansas State mascot, the Razorback Hog. In other words, my backbone stuck way out and had no muscles around it, while his was beautifully embedded where I couldn't even see it. I so enjoyed observing those beautiful back muscles. I really appreciated what I saw that day, and within about 8 years, the muscles on my back did look like that. And so from that experience, I realized that I could create my physical body. As a result of the extreme ill health that I'd experienced as a child, I learned somehow to be able to control my own health. I experimented with doctors a few times, but their diagnoses and treatments were mostly always wrong, and so it didn't take me long to realize that I'd be better off staying away from doctors because I couldn't find one that I could count on to be right. They were nearly always wrong when it came to helping me, so I decided I'd be better off just handling my own body. But I still find myself thinking a little bit about how my body's going to hold up and what my future condition's going to be. Will I be able to, as they say, maintain this perfect state of health, weight, and mind? I mean, I feel I'm there right now, but I'm at the point of sometimes wondering, will I be able to always stay there? And so I'd like you to address that general subject.
Well, we're appreciating the combination of the words that you've put there, because your body and your mind are forever connected. Your body is responding to your thoughts continually, in fact, to nothing else. Your body is absolutely a pure reflection of the way you think. There's nothing else that affects your body other than your own thoughts. And it's a good thing that at that early age you proved to yourself that you did have some control over your own body. When you consciously acknowledge the absolute correlation between what you're thinking and what you're getting, you can then eventually, under all conditions, control your own experience. All that is required for you to get only what you want versus getting some of what you do not want is to recognize that the control you seek, you already have, and then to deliberately think about things you want to experience. Thoughts of decline always feel bad because you do not want decline. So utilize your guidance and choose good-feeling thoughts, and you'll have no reason to worry about moving through time. Really, it's simply a matter of making the decision, I want to acknowledge that I have the only and the absolute control of my physical apparatus. I acknowledge that I am as a result of the thoughts I think. The day you were born, you possessed knowledge, not hope or desire, but deep understanding, that your basis is absolute freedom, that your quest is joy, and that the result of your life experience would be growth or expansion. That day that you were born, you knew that you are perfect and still reaching out for more perfection.